Dick and Tom.
Okay, we're going to give away some tickets for Grease, which will be rolling into town 27th through the 31st. If you are the 6th caller and 7th caller at 313-298-1043, you win a pair of tickets to see, now sit down if you're standing, Sandra Dee and Eric Estrada in Grease at the Fox Theater. I would like to see Sandra Dee in Grease, but I guess that's the play we'll have to do. give us a call right now.
Is she going to be speaking in Spanish? Is that it?
I'm not quite sure what she's going to do.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Supermax Kinkle there from CKLW. Yeah. Hello, Supermax.
I can't believe this. What is this? I can't believe this.
What is this? Supermax Kinkle is not Spanish?
I can't believe it.
What is this?
Actually, you want to know something?
What?
I am half Spanish.
You are?
And people never knew it all was.
What half?
The other half that I left out in the parking lot.
Okay, good. I
said to you when you first came in, said, you look great.
You said, you look marvelous.
You look marvelous. You really do. But then again, you always look a little bit older than everybody else, you know?
Maybe like Sparky Anderson.
Yeah, but you know, you were weighted down going to the bank all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Could be
something like that. Yeah, sure, right. Okay, let's, hey, just sit in the corner, okay?
Hey, listen, it could have been the sperm bank with all the daughters you got.
I know. I didn't need it. Believe me, I didn't need it. Joey Reynolds is here. Joey from New York, too. Supermax is in New York. And Joey, good to see you, Joey. Joey is on WOR New York. He's also on a network. You're on about 100 stations, aren't you?
Yeah.
And he's on all night long from midnight to 5 in the morning. He's the number one rated show in New York City with an 11 share of audience. What happened?
Wow.
What happened to my buddy Joey, who, you know...
Stopped playing music.
He couldn't...
If you put the records aside, you'll have the numbers again. Don't they know that here?
I try to convince them.
Yeah, you're the oldie, not Sam and Dave.
Not Sam and Dave.
So, you know, what's happening here is what went on set is that I used to be your intern.
That's true.
And I began a radio when you were Guy King. That was
in
the name
Buffalo.
Of you, Buffalo. And then the other thing I wanted to mention just before we get lost in all this madness here is that there was a direct line, just like, remember when Kennedy was elected president, they said that there was a tunnel to the Vatican because he was the first Catholic president. There actually was a tunnel for disc jockeys from Buffalo to Detroit.
Seems that way.
Yeah, you and Tom Clay and Tommy Shannon.
That's right.
And I came here. Everybody came here because this was the place to be. It was the fifth largest city at the time.
That's exactly right.
I think now you shrunk a little.
We were like the sixth market now.
Too bad.
Yeah. And, but you're right. Detroit was a huge radio town.
Huge.
Some will say it still is. Or as you say in New York, huge.
Well, what a lot of people also don't know is that Martha Jean and I had an affair. And Art Bullo was our love child.
He got your complexion.
And he came out of the womb that size.
Sideways.
He used to have two heads.
Yeah. Well, listen, Joey, so tell me about your cheesecakes. You've already bored me to death off the air about them, but I know you've got Joey Reynolds
in New York. It's very tough to bore you, too, Dick. I apologize for that. My cheesecake is the best cake in the country.
Yeah. Tell us about this cheesecake, because this is big in New York. It's huge.
It is.
It's huge.
And when you have a number one show in New York, you have a number one cheesecake, you kind of like get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
What I have here is I have a cake that I made in Florida out of sheer boredom in the middle of the night one night. I was out of some ingredients. I went in the yard and got some key lime off my tree,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to make a key lime pie, and I didn't have evaporated milk, and I made this cheesecake mixture, and I brought it to the church on a Sunday, and the women were pushing the ambrosia aside. So
whoa.
I knew I had a hit.
Whoa.
So I started, you belong to the Methodist church where they believe that you have to have a casserole to get to heaven.
Is that true?
So anyway, I took this cheesecake and I brought it to New York and I started to make it in the city and I brought it over to Bloomingdale's for mm-hmm. a cooking demonstration. I made some buffalo wings. It was a gag because the Bills were winning. And I got the cheesecake and they started to like it. And about 1,500 people. By the end of the fifth time I was there, there were 1,500 people who appeared at Bloomingdale's to have some of this cake.
Really?
So I was like, I love Lucy. You know what
chocolates.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, making all these cakes, and I couldn't do the radio show anymore.
Yeah.
So it reminded me of what really happened to Jimmy Dean. Remember him? Jimmy
Dean was the sausage guy.
Well, but see, you call him a sausage
guy.
He was the number one television star in America.
Uh-huh.
He had two big hit records.
Yeah.
What were the records? You're on an oldie station.
PT 109. Oh, is it?
Big Bad John.
I don't listen.
I'm
trying to think of what to say when the song's over.
See, I know. Now you have someone tell you about the records,
Yes, that's right, I do. Yes.
How expensive. So Jimmy Dean is now known as a sausage guy. Paul Newman, they don't know he's a movie star. This generation says, oh, yeah, great popcorn, nice sauce.
Uh-huh.
They don't know him as a star.
Uh-huh.
So here I am. You know, I'm being dwarfed by this cake.
That's right.
I'm going to have Soupy Sale throw at you tonight.
You are not. No, you're not. Soupy is, that's the one guy we haven't mentioned on the show today.
And he calls us about every other day.
He's a movie star now.
Does he Yeah, Roger
Corman. Five movies. He finished the Roger Corman television movie. You know, Roger Corman is the king of chintz.
Yeah, no.
You know, he doesn't spend a dime. He's like Dick. So, you know, Corman's got no money to put into the films.
Yeah.
So he gets people who want to work.
Yeah.
You know, and Casey Kasem was one of his stars around the time of Vincent Price.
Yeah.
So you had Casey, who will be here tonight, and also Soupy Sales, both Roger Corman stars, movie stars, right? And you got the guy that probably gave him 8 cents. And these guys are going to be here tonight to tell us about their big movie career. They'll be bragging about all these films that they're doing, but they don't tell you the other part, that they're working for the guy that doesn't spend any money on it. I mean, you know, and then one other thing I wanted to mention.
Joey, do you want to MC this thing tonight?
No. I'm tired of talking,
and you got more stories than I do.
Well, you've got plenty, believe me. And yeah. I love Tom. I like when you guys are together.
Oh, did you?
You guys are the best, yeah.
Oh,
you
really? Oh, is that right?
Not, yeah.
We hate each other.
You guys are the funniest guys in town.
Uh-huh.
I want to compliment you. I want to give you a little schmooze here, Tom,
yeah,
because you deserve it.
Do you want me to buy a cheesecake or something?
Father Reynolds here all of a sudden.
One of two things. He's either got an outlet here coming into Detroit or he's going to be selling cheesecakes.
Let's be honest about it. Dick Purton and Tom Ryan could have left this market a long time ago and could have gone on to New York or Los Angeles and done network shows, television included.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You never got out of here. Why?
Let me tell you about New York.
Why did you never leave Tom?
I had lunch with the general manager of your station, WOR. Herb Saltzman was his name. He wanted to hire me, and he kept talking about this afternoon show that I was going to replace. And we talked for a while. This is at the London Chop House. This is, middle 70s. And I finally said, Herb, well, who's your afternoon show that I'm going to replace? He said, oh, Bob and Ray. Now, anybody that knows radio knows Bob and Ray. They were legends.
They were.
I mean, they were incredible. And I said, well, how long have they been on the station? He said, 6 months. And I said, you mean they're not making it rating-wise? He said, no. I said, well, how long are you going to give me if I come in, Herb? Oh, I'd give you a year. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, he told me not to sign a contract, and I did. I re-signed it XYZ, and the rest is history. But anyway, so now you're at you're the big star in New York at night.
I'm the Bob and Ray of
you
New
are.
York.
You are. Good for you. Congratulations.
It's wonderful seeing you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Joey. And if things go well, you got a day job.
I got two girls. I got two girls.
You got two
I'm
daughters?
About six short.
Four short. Four short. Yeah, I got six.
Do you pay for all the weddings?
I pay for every doggone one of them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, the old man of the daughters pay, and Art Volo.
And hires Art Volo to do the video.
Yeah.
Let's do a plug for Art.
And hopefully
videos.
You won't pay twice.
You don't have to play any Celine Dion records here, do you?
No, no Celine Dion.
Okay, then I'll come.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to throw some deck chairs at her.
Hey, Dick.
Yes, JoJo.
I want to bring up something here.
Yeah,
you make cake too?
I leave that up to the men of my life.
Go ahead.
I never was a good cook. Byron was tall and thin, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, and you brought up about this being a great market to work in.
Right.
And I think the key that we have to remember is our listeners and how they really appreciate the people that are on the air. And if it wasn't for them, and for them to follow us and become a part of our lives as we, you know, go through life, I think that's what makes this market a great one. You don't find that in every single market that you go into.
I'm not sure you could have
this is Bob Lozier speaking.
Yeah,
Bob.
This kind of a radio reunion in any other market with this wide a collection of folks from this wide a collection of stations coming back over 30, 35 years. This is an exceptional market.
This really is.
This is better than
that true, Superman?
I can't get over this. I mean, I mentioned to a couple of people in New York, and they heard about this thing going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't get over this. I'm really boggles my mind.
I dissect every day that I was here. And I was only here for 2 years, from 69 to 71 at CK.
Right.
But I remember each and every day because it was, of course, with Byron around, you know, there was something new to happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
We had Paul Drew as a program director over at CK for a while. And,
really?
Yeah. Do that well. And, you know, and he had a little IFB.
You'll be very good on the air. Don't worry about it. By the way, did you hear me last Christmas? I was on.
Paul's here, I think, today.
Is Paul here?
No, I wish he was.
Guess what? He can't fire my ass.
Well, he's fired a lot of others. I can
remember. Hey, Paul! Don't even get on that phone.
You got to understand, folks, Supermax once had a telethon for hypertension.
We were playing the history of rock and roll one time. They had it on tape, the intros, the outros, the records, the whole nine yards. And you had to get off right on time. You know, they gave you 4.5 minutes to do the news. And if you didn't, then the whole time code and the clock and everything was off on the tape. And they gave it to me one day, and the clock stopped while I was reading. And they kept making a circular motion with their fingers in the air out there. And I thought, well, they want me to read some more. Well, let me go back through this. I'll read some of the same. I went 10 minutes long. Drew is standing outside the door, giving it across his throat with the one finger. Like, you're dead, and so is the show.
Oh, man.
So it ended, and he walked in, and he said, Bob, this... You know who I am.
Yeah, Paul.
I'm with RKO General, and you just cost us, let me see, $10,000. Can you take that out of your paycheck?
At least he had a sense of humor. I guess he felt sorry for me for being so dumb.
So, Bob, you went from CKLW News to CNN Headline News, right?
You know, I was at CNN for 12 years. I left last May to write the book and do speeches and do the MC work and things like that. So I enjoy my independence.
Yeah.
I turned 50 on May 4th, and May 7th,
fabulous.
I quit.
Joey, you look so old, and he looks so young.
That's because I was your intern.
You know what? We are WWO All in Buffalo. This is my first radio job, and I was on the air, and Joey is like kind of an intern, kind of like. Yeah. And his, and so we go out to Crystal Beach, Ontario.
Yeah, but you didn't tell everybody what you did there. There was a polka show. There was a candlelight set. And there was a daytime station that went off at dark.
That's right.
And Dick and I used to stay there after hours.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And continue to pretend that we were on
the air. On the radio. But we had the 2 to 6. I was doing the 2 to 6 show as Guy King. We go on the beach. We had a blanket spread out on the beach Crystal Beach. And I'd go in swimming. And when I'd go in swimming, Joey would do the show from the blanket, right?
Yeah,
right?
And I also brought one of those little carry... What do you call those things that they carry?
Coolers?
Yeah, I had a cooler there, and everybody thought it was a heart transplant. So they all gathered around. It was Dick's style.
Yeah, right.
A bus stopped here outside, you guys. Just know, there's another busload of 12 guys that are out of work and want to come here.
All right, it's 3:25. We'll do a couple of spots and come back with the Oldies 104.3 WOMC Radio Reunion.
We're back. You know, every Michigan season has its own unique personality. But what about spring? Let's find out. Please welcome our next guest, Spring. You look so fresh. Now tell us, just what is this thing called spring?
The best way to understand me is to spend a day at Laurel Park Place.
The shopping center?
It's so me. Laurel Park feels bright and fresh, like walking in a park on a nice
spring day.
Exactly. At Laurel Park, you can relax and explore over 70 great stores like Jacobson's, Parisian, Eddie Bauer, without the stuffiness of
summer.
Yes. Everything's on one floor, so you can breeze in and out. At every turn, discover the latest spring fashions.
I'm getting the picture.
Laurel Park has great restaurants, places for kids, and people are friendly, not icy like
winter.
Right.
Let's hear it for spring in Laurel Park Place.
For a fresh spring attitude, spend a day at the park. Laurel Park Place, 6 Mile at Newburg in Livonia, just off I-275.
Here at your new car dealer, we know every aspect of your vehicle. We are the experts, factory trained, utilizing the latest and best computerized diagnostic equipment and special factory design tools. We use only genuine factory parts, and we're backed by factory warranties. You can count on us for service. We even have a direct computer link to the manufacturer. So for the best service for your car or truck, see us, your Detroit Auto Dealers Association member.
And now, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association proudly and very excitedly announces the newest, easiest, most incredible way to buy a used car, DADACars.com. DADACars.com is an amazing new internet website that combines the used car inventory of every participating Detroit Auto Dealers Association member. That's virtually every new car and truck dealer in the metro area. That means thousands of the finest used cars available. So now you can just start up your computer and cruise right to the dealer who has your car or truck. DADACars.com. It's the best way to buy a used car. From the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. Cars, technology, and people, hand in hand.
Come on, Steve, don't shoot.
Hold still, Ron. Now smile and say cheese.
I hate getting my picture taken, especially wearing this Hungry Howie's costume.
I think yellow's your color, Ron. Now smile.
I'm not saying cheese.
All right, then say three cheeser pepperoni pleaser.
Three cheeser pepperoni pleaser?
Yeah, Hungry Howie's medium flavored crust pizza smothered with mozzarella, cheddar, and parmesan with loads of pepperoni for only $6.99.
Wow, a medium pizza with three kinds of cheese plus pepperoni for just $6.99?
That's right, or get two mediums for just $10.99.
I'd do anything for Hungry Howie's three cheeser pepperoni pleaser.
Will you let me take your picture?
You bet.
Standing in front of a Hungry Howie's.
Now, you never said
waving
that
at people while yelling this.
Get Hungry Howie's three cheeser pepperoni pleaser. One medium, just $6.99. Two for only $10.99.
Perfect.
Can I have the negatives? For a limited time at participating locations, plus tax, delivery, extra.
Make a purchase at any participating Hungry Howie's and get a free pay-per-view movie coupon good with a purchase of Devil's Advocate, courtesy of your local Southeast Michigan cable companies. Restrictions apply.
Each and every year, subterranean termites chew their way through billions of dollars of real estate. Up until now, all homeowners could do was try to hold their ground. That was until Centricom, the world's first ever termite colony elimination system, a revolutionary system from Dow Elanco that both baits and monitors. Baits to get termites right where they live, underground, and monitors to make sure they never live there again. It's more than a termite treatment. Once the Centricom system has eliminated the colony, it works like a termite alarm, an alarm that alerts both you and your pest control operator before any other colony can dig in again. The Centricom colony elimination system is only available through authorized pest control operators trained by Dow Elanco. Call your local Centricom professionals at Rose Exterminator Company. We're in the white pages. Call Rose Exterminator. For Centricom, the only termite baiting and monitoring system that not only lets you take back your ground, but hold on to it.
It's the Answer Guy. You're on the air.
Yeah, two questions, Answer Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
One, which computers make the internet easy for my family?
The Compaqs at Radio Shack. They have a special internet button.
Internet button?
Yeah.
Oh, like those retractable cup holder buttons.
Retractable what?
You know, you push it once and yeah, a cup holder slides out and you push it again and yeah, it retracts.
That's the CD-ROM drive.
Oh, that answers my second question.
Which was?
Where do the CDs go?
Oh, boy.
Compaq start at $949 at Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Dick and Tom.
Okay, we're back and our last half hour of the radio reunion. It's going on tonight. A lot of the old-time guys are back who worked in town. Some still do. And amazingly enough, Tom, you and me, we're still working.
Still young.
Yeah.
Still young.
And that, too. Thank you for pointing that out.
That's right.
Forgot that.
Ankles looks older than both of us. Why is that?
Well, he's got...
That's because I've worked with both of you.
Yeah, that's very true. He's got that gray hair, you know. And Don Riley is with us here from WDRQ. Now, Don worked there back in the 70s. Is that correct, Don?
Yes, sir.
And you had, I understand, something happened one night or one day. What happened?
Oh, I did the night shift, and one time the general manager came in and says, have you seen the lobby? I said, well, yeah, I know what it looks like, but no, not tonight. And he said, come here. I went out there, and there was glass all over the lobby where a brick had come through the front door, and the imprint of the brick was on the wall in the reception area, and the brick was still intact. It was a real strong brick.
In the wall?
Hit the wall.
Impacted in the wall.
We were in a real nice part of town. And so I thought I was doing a good job, but apparently not. Somebody didn't like what I was doing.
The listeners didn't agree.
No.
Well, you know, that after a while, you just say, oh, the heck with them. You do what you can to make a living and hope for the best.
One brick wonder.
Are you working in radio now?
Yeah, I'm in Lafayette, Indiana. I'm the operations manager of three stations there.
Oh, yeah?
That's near my hometown. So all the time I was in Detroit, everybody would say, where are you from? And I'd say, Indiana. And they said, well, what the heck are you doing in Detroit?
Yeah.
And then when I went back there, they said, what the heck are you doing in Indiana? So I don't know where I belong now.
I know what you mean. Jeff Jennings just came in and just put a mouthful of sandwich in his mouth there.
Where's he at these days?
I don't know. Jeff, where are you working these days? What station are you at?
By one shot at Glory, and I got a ham sandwich in my mouth. Dick.
Yeah.
I remember when I first came to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Z95.5, I was interviewing with Betty and Brian, and I was doing so well. This was my chance to get into the major market. And who walks in but Dick? I had sweat pouring down my forehead like...
What, a B.O. or something?
It was so bad. And when he left, he cocked his head and gave me that cocked eye look, and I thought, I'm dead. But somehow I got the job, and it was great.
I get that look every morning.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't yell much. I just look, I guess, yeah.
Has Louis Roberts been here by any chance?
No, Louis Roberts has not been here. No, he has not been here. And I'm a little mad at Robin Seymour. Robin hasn't called or stopped up, and he assured me he was going to do it. So I don't know what he's in town. I talked to him on the phone 2 days ago, and he's staying at his sister's house.
Well, Lou's probably on his boat having a rum and coke.
Well, you know Louis. And Louis
or Long Island iced tea, maybe.
My old engineer. Remember Tom?
I do.
I was hoping Louis to stop by, but...
Well, doesn't Louis live in Oregon?
No, he moved back here. He lives in St. Clair Shores. Now, he got remarried, and he's...
Louis got remarried?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Wow. He always was a chick magnet.
Louis is sitting somewhere smoking that cigar right now. Having a beer. That's Louis. I mean, that's the life he lives in. There's not a thing wrong with that.
No.
I only wish I could get there.
George Blaha told me one time that the Pistons were out in Portland.
Yeah.
And he got a phone call at the hotel, and it's Lou Shook. And he says, I don't know if you remember me. I used to
work on the Dick Burton show.
He wanted to have dinner with George. And George said, how about if I get you a couple tickets to the game?
That'll be fine.
That is Louis, because he always did stutter just a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little bit. We told the story earlier that the Free Press wanted to do a full page on Louis, cover of the color section in the Sunday newspaper. And so we didn't tell Louis because we didn't want to make him nervous. And the next day, he always wore a Bandlon shirt. Always. I mean, even to formal occasions, he would wear a Bandlon shirt. And one day, they show up for the picture. He's got some kind of sports shirt with an Aztec pattern on it. It wasn't a Bandlon shirt at all.
And after we would get off the air at XYZ at 10 o'clock, we would go into a studio, like, and we would take all the phone calls.
Yeah, radio studio.
But the engineering studio. And we would take all the phone calls we received while the show was on, and we would have to edit them. Well, we had a union engineer who was Louis.
Right.
And Dick couldn't touch the tape. Louis had to do everything. Mm-hmm. But while Dick would, if it was one of those funny phone calls, Dick would say, Louis, let me just listen to it a little bit. Louis would go over to a workbench, and he had like carts that he was building. He was building these carts.
Tape carts. He was putting tape in the carts.
Yeah. And every time Dick called him back, I would undo what he just did. And he would just keep going back and doing the same one. And he'd walk back and I'd undo it. Yeah. And it never dawned on
him. What was going on?
You know, and, I mean, he had 12 lined up. He always had 12 lined up. They never got any smaller. They never got any bigger. And he just kept doing it. It went on for an hour. I kept saying, watch the, you know, and he'd do it. And then after a while, we said, you know, Lou.
Oh, yeah. That was Louie. I'd say, roll the tape, Louie. This is in the studio. He'd go, hi, look at me. Every time. Instead of just rolling the tape, he'd look. He'd get his feet were on the counter. He'd put his feet down. He would turn the swivel chair and look at me in the next studio to his right. We're actually behind him.
He had a big glass window.
Right, and he'd look at me and he'd with a quizzical look on his face. And I said, Louie, roll the tape. Huh? And so,
and you handled that well.
Well, you know, I am a type A, and this type A is winding down. I want to tell you,
and you got a nice big evening ahead of you.
Oh man, I know we've got the banquet. I have to emcee this thing, and I haven't done any lines yet.
No.
Supermax.
Do you remember the first time I ever worked with you at one of those roasts?
A roast, was it? No, I don't, Supermax.
You don't remember
Supermax
that.
Kinkle from CKLW, no.
This is the first time I was actually working with...
Sit right down so we can hear you a little better in the mic.
You have to talk into the microphone, mm-hmm. Max. And,
well, he's been on the radio for 2 months,
I'm telling you. And I'm working there, and I think it was Dino Day was the other guy that was on there. It was three of us.
Dino Day, okay.
And it was for some guy who ran a big pharmacy or something.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Okay.
It was for Jack Robinson. The owner of a drugstore that sold out to Rite Aid. Very well-known drugstore chain in Detroit. What was
Perry?
It? Perry Drugs.
Okay.
And this was his annual party. This was a black tie, evening gown for the ladies type party, and they hired Supermax, Dino Day.
Don't put me first.
Jimmy Launce and myself to entertain. I was the MC,
was
as I recall. Yeah, he was, yeah.
You were the MC.
I was the MC. So
you could do this stuff in your sleep.
Oh, no, that's
no,
not true
come
at
on,
all.
Come on,
that's
come
not
on.
True at all.
I was so in awe of you and the way you worked that room. Everybody just loved it.
Well,
you were superb. So I'm sitting there. Now, here's this guy who's a maniac on a radio at night.
You.
Yeah, and all because, you know, they supposedly somebody at the drug chain or something. So, get this guy Supermax. He's really wild and everything else. Transpose that to this room. I don't think so.
Okay.
So I'm trying to roast these guys, and I came up with some stuff and everything.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and there's Dick, and there's a couple other things. And I said... Yeah,
careful.
I think I'll have another double. Come here, give me another double. We're ready to go up there.
Oh, did
and
you?
And I'm telling you. Well,
you were flying. And so Supermax used some language.
You remember
at this black tie affair. Yeah. And then you let's say you were first. Then Dino gets up.
Oh, boy, Dino.
And Dino outdoes you.
He was off the tarmac, let me tell you.
Exactly.
With no landing.
What happens is that Jack Robinson, the owner of Perry, gets up from his table, walks to the podium, to the stage. And starts to chastise these two guys. And I'm aghast. I mean, I've never seen this in my life. And then he calls Jimmy Launce up there.
Right.
And Jimmy, you know, told a lot of clean stories. And, so that worked out fine. And I did whatever I did in the evening, I guess, was a moderate success. And that was the end of it. But I'll tell you, the same thing happened to Alex Karras one time at a banquet I was at for Chrysler Motors. And this was black tie. The chairman of the board, I don't think it was it might have been Iacocca. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Anyway, it was down at the Art Institute. Long gowns, tuxedos, and Alex gets up and he starts to tell a story, and in the story are like some four-letter words.
Sure.
The thing I have discovered through the years is that you can tell kind of risque stories, but you can't say the words.
Mm.
The words are what the people really get turned off on, especially at a black tie evening gown affair.
Like Pacino in Devil's Advocate. You can look, but don't touch.
There you go.
You could probably use those words tonight, though.
No.
They tell me this is going to be videotaped by Time Warmer, so there'll be no words.
And Art Vola, who will sell it later to everybody.
Yes,
and we'll never get a copy, even though we're in it.
He will indeed.
The only other time that I ever got like that was when the first time, because I worked with Howard afterwards. That's where I left CBS.
Howard Stern.
Yeah. And is he on in Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. How's he doing
in
Detroit?
Never mind how he's doing. We don't care.
He does okay. Not great. Does okay.
But that night with
you. So there.
Yeah.
And that's a fellow CBS station.
I realize. Everything is CBS now.
Joe Donovan beats the hell out of him, don't you, Joe? Over at WWJ.
We are tied in the latest ratings, so, Dick, I can't think of anybody I'd rather be tied up with than you.
Hey, are we tied? Is that right, Joe?
See, he didn't use any
That's what the paper says.
I haven't seen the paper. I didn't even know that.
They made
Wait a minute. Joe wants to get tied
hours.
Up with you.
Is that right, Bill?
Man is talking S&M, and we're not, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, it was just that night. I remember it. And
That was a
I still want to put that out of my head, you know?
Yeah, I understand, Joe.
We know Dick DeWer, Max.
Super Max. Boy, I'm getting punchy now. You can tell that. Yeah.
Hey, there have been a lot of stories about Paul Drew, the legendary PD.
Of the program director of CK.
CKLW. Which one thing, though, if you could please that son of a gun, you knew you had to really be good. Because an evil person like him didn't like anybody unless they could do the job.
Right.
And these are some of the stories about him that I had heard when I was there. You know, radio legends get passed down. One of them was that there was a new guy running the board, and he was getting kind of confused by all of it, overwhelmed, and the disc jockey's yelling at him, you know, through the little intercom there, saying, do this, do that,
are
do this, do that,
the
do this,
phone
do
call
that.
To the engineer?
No. He shows up after all of these mistakes and walks in there and tells the disc jockey, I've heard enough. You're fired. And he says, man, I'm telling this guy what to do, and he's fouling everything up. He says, well, then he's fired. Wait. That means you're back in. So he fired two people and rehired one within 30 seconds. But I mean, it's still a record.
Must be nice.
But Drew had a classic thing. He wanted you to let you know immediately how it's going to be around here. When I call, Pondrian's on the line.
Right.
He would take a brand new engineer, and that engineer would be working the board, and if we played any of the 500 series, those were the records. So he still had to spin a record.
Okay.
So when that went on, of course, Paul knew, you know, the whole series. So he calls up, and he goes, you're playing a record, aren't you? And the engineer goes, how did he know that? And then all of a sudden he says, get an engineer back there right now. We used to call them operators.
Board ops. Right, sure. Yes.
Yeah. And they're producers. And then he'd get the engineer from back in the room. He'd come up there. And the engineer knew this whole story for a long time. And he'd say, put a strobe on that thing. That's out of sync. Thank you.
Yeah.
And he put it on there. And, of course, he knew it was out of sync. How did this guy know this?
He memorized the turntables.
Yeah. So he loved playing these games.
And of course, he would exile disc jockeys to the all-night show.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight to 6 a.m. CKLW had like these three-hour shifts except midnight to 6.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Auschwitz of CK. And at one time, he had three people doing midnight to 6, and even he couldn't figure out exactly how he could punish them, whether they were supposed to take turns on alternate nights or show up together and take hours apart or what.
I tell you, I never worked for him, thank God. And I told the story earlier how Dave Schaefer called me one day and he apologized to me, and I said, what for? I was at Keener. Dave was doing the morning show at CK, and he said, I'm using all your lines. A week later, Paul Drew's wife's writing them down and giving them to me a week later. I mean, it was bizarre. It's nutso. It really is. Less nutso today than except for working for Stedman. Anyway, it's 14 till 7 o'clock. Listen to me. I'm starting to get punchy. I really am.
You're late for dinner.
It's 14.
Hey, you know what? This really might be good tonight. I don't want to see partner.
Oh, man, I tell you. We've got, give me some wine here. I need a glass. 14 to 4. We're winding down. We'll end it at 4 o'clock today on our radio reunion on the air here at Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
Oldies 104.3 WOMC is celebrating 50 years of music, money, and fun for the Motor City. We've planned more great surprises and special events for you. And starting Monday morning, you can play and win our biggest music and money game yet. It's our golden anniversary year, so you can win the golden anniversary grand prize. $50,000 for a song. That's all I can say right now, but you keep listening for the clues to our biggest cash prize yet. $50,000 for a song from the only station playing rock and roll oldies round the clock. Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
Thinking golf? Think Bavarian Village for the new Thunderstick irons from Prince. Oversized, comfortable, and a larger sweet spot provide Prince performance. Thinking golf? Think Bavarian Village.
This is your conscience. What? I'm wise to all your tricks. Hmm. Drinking milk from the carton when no one is looking. Sneaking those little yellow sticky thingies from work. And paying $17 for gas when you pumped $17.03.
Yes!
The thing I don't understand is, if you're so crafty, how come you keep going to some typical pancake joint when you want hotcakes?
Mm-hmm.
When you can go to Denny's.
Really?
For their delicious new griddle grates, like apple pie hotcakes, hotcake supreme, yummy. Pigs in a blanket, cinnamon swirl French toast, and banana bread. praline hotcakes with bananas and pralines in a rich caramel sauce drizzled with streusel icing. Mm. Seven delicious entrees and all hot off the griddle, starting at $3.49, you sly dog.
Thanks.
So next time you're hungering for hotcakes, don't just listen to your stomach.
Feed me.
Follow your conscience and go to Denny's. Hey, would I steer you wrong?
Mm-mm.
Now, about squeezing the toothpaste from the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Denny's. Good eats and comfortable seats. At participating restaurants for a limited time only. And that's in good conscience.
When the moment has to be true.
Just in time for Mother's Day, all gold chains and bracelets are 50% off at J.B. Robinson Jewelers. Plus, our precious I Love You Mom bracelet is specially priced at only $19.95. And every jewelry purchase is backed by JBR's 90-day money-back guarantee. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th. Let her know she's the greatest with a beautiful gift of gold. Right now, save 50% off the ticketed price of all gold chains and bracelets. J.B. Robinson Jewelers, since 1929.
When the moment has to be truly special, just remember these love letters.
J.B.
Robinson.
J.B.
Robinson.
J.B.
Robinson.
J.B. Robinson.
For a while now, we've been telling you how much more you can find in today's Detroit Free Press. Well, guess what? Now there's even more. We're expanding our daily version of The List, your guide to what's going on in entertainment around Metro Detroit. Now, every day in the Detroit Free Press, you'll find more movie listings with Terry Lawson's Guide to What's Showing, more current club listings, more theater, more concert information. The List will now feature more events, sports exhibits, and family entertainment than ever. Every day, only in the Detroit Free Press. You just might notice something else about today's Free Press. More color. Our new look back page now features color comics. For better or worse, Peanuts, Garfield, Curtis, and more in full color every day. So if you haven't seen the Detroit Free Press lately, you're really missing, dare I say it again? Oh, why not? More. The Detroit Free Press, the daily story of the world around you, and so much more. Pick up a copy or call 313-222-6500 for home delivery.
Hey, sweetheart, are you all right?
I haven't slept at all.
Aww.
Do we have any cough medicine?
Yeah, in the cabinet. But honey, wait. You know, you're taking some pretty heavy stuff already.
Well, you mean my blood pressure pills?
Yeah. Why don't you let me call the pharmacist and see if taking that cough medicine is safe?
A pharmacist at 2:30 in the morning?
If it's a Rite Aid pharmacist, they're there for you 24 hours a day. Just call 1-800-RITE-AID with any questions you have. And remember, Rite Aid has the most 24-hour pharmacies in Michigan. So if the Rite Aid pharmacist recommends something you don't have, you can pick it up at a Rite Aid near you, even at 2:30 in the morning.
Thanks. I'll come pick it up right now. Well, honey, it's a good thing I called. I'll be back in half an hour. Why don't you go back?
To speak to a Rite Aid pharmacist, call 1-800-RITE-AID 24 hours a day. Rite Aid. The right choice for Michigan.
Your friends at Oldies 104.3 present the Say Yes to Living campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cynthia Cohen from HAP. Every time you take your child to the doctor, ask if your child's immunizations are up to date. And don't forget to ask for the chickenpox shot. Listen to this story.
My name is Sharon Carber, and I'm a nurse consultant. And I experienced the devastating disease of polio when I was almost 3 years old. I remember not being able to walk, having braces and crutches, not being able to run and play like the other children. And as a child, nobody should have to experience that when we can prevent that now. Please don't wait to have your children immunized when they're ready to go to school. You must start that at birth. And I wished I could have had the shots when I was small.
Say yes to living.
Together with HAP and its doctors, we're improving Michigan's immunization rate, one child at a time. More good thinking from HAP. Call 313-872-8100.
Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health, HAP, and your Say Yes to Living station, Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, it's 8 till 4 o'clock, just about time to wrap it up. And we mentioned Lou Robertson. Who called it? Lou Roberts. Hello, Louie.
Hey, what's going on, Dick?
Not
nothing, Lou.
Nothing. Oh, nothing for the last 6 hours, Lou.
We're in the background.
Uh-huh. Dick's filling in on weekends now, Lou.
Louie and I used to work together over at
Z95.
That's right. Yeah, with Jeff Jennings here.
Louie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice again. Why aren't you in Detroit?
Well, I am in Detroit, actually. Right now, I'm at Jefferson Beach, and I'm working on the bottom of
the
boat.
I told you he was on his boat.
Yep. Louie is one of those individuals who lives the life. He just does. He lives on a boat. He lives over there, and he has a great time, and he doesn't worry about weight and anything else, do you, Lou?
No, Dick. As a matter of fact, you know that there's more material in my clothes than there was in my show.
And Louie got married recently. Did you not, Lou?
Yep.
Yes, 2 years ago. Nancy Kuckel, great woman. She's listening right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Yeah. And are you coming to the reunion tonight, Lou?
Well, as we were... Boy, do I feel funny now. Egg on my face. Actually, we're supposed to go to another party here tonight.
Oh, Lou.
Well, you know, maybe it's a... Can we, like, drop in?
Well, you can probably do that, Louie, and, you know, just pretend like you know someone.
As you know, this is where I wasn't invited, Dick, so I'll go to this one.
Really, stop by. I hope you will, Lou, and it's great to talk to you, as always.
It'd be good to see you, Dick.
All right, Louis.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lou Roberts, he's one of my heroes. Yeah. Louie just had a style and a way about him.
Yeah, he did.
That I wanted to be like Louie, you know? Nothing seemed to faze him. It didn't matter. Louie, one day on a Saturday morning doing the show, he went out to his car to get something and just happened to lock himself out of the radio station.
That.
Yeah, there's nobody in the station. Nobody at all, about 7 or 8 in the morning. And here he is, you know, banging on. How he got in, I don't know to this day, but they we're off the air for about 10 minutes, something like that. Good old Louie. Now we got another call here. Let's see who this is. WMC, good morning. Good afternoon, I'm sorry.
Dick?
Yes, sir.
Joe Wade, former caller. I was at the Perry thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, you were, Joe?
Yeah. You forgot me because I had to keep going out and getting drinks for Dino. Max was so embarrassed, he walked out. I was in front at that time.
Yeah.
And what they did, they invited all of us. Just because I have litigation against a company, Dick, doesn't mean you should forgive me.
Of course not, Joey. Welcome to the club. I've been in that boat before.
But I was there also, and they sent us a big package of Perry Drugstore stuff, and I had it for like 20 years. I still have my Curacao I'm using from Perry.
You still got it, huh?
But I just
want
to make sure you didn't forgive me. I was there, too. And Dino, I had to keep getting him drinks.
Yeah. Well, are you going to be there tonight, Joey?
I'm going to try.
All right. Okay. We'll look for you.
As long as I sit next to you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Joe. Luck, see you later. Joe Wade, former caller. Well, that's probably going to do it for the show. Tom, this has been fun, hasn't it?
It has been a ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seeing all these people back here again. Mm-hmm.
And as Bob Lozier said, and as Supermax said, I mean, this is like apparently something unique in terms of other cities and reunions and whatnot. I don't know because I haven't been to other cities. Mm-hmm. But surely a lot of people have come back. I guess we'll have about 300 or so, 300 plus there tonight. We've had a number of calls about people who are no longer with us, meaning have died, have passed on. And I'll give you that list just one last time. Nick Arima, who certainly was at this station for a long time. K.O. Bailey, Ralph Bingie, Bill Black, Senator Bristol Bryant, Tom Clay, Mort Crowley, Frantic Ernie Durham, Bob Edgington, Oscar Frenette, Joe Gentile, George Hunter, Kevin Joyce, Byron McGregor, J.P. McCarthy, Don McLeod, Ollie McLaughlin, Charlie Park, Dorian Pastor, Conrad Patrick, Van Patrick, Al Perkins, Todd Purse, Jay Roberts, Sharon Foster, Tom Schlesinger, Joel Sebastian, Mickey Shore, Johnny Slagle, Ted Strasser, Jim Tate, Fat Bob Taylor, Joe Van, Don Z, and Rube Weiss. So those are all radio people that have passed on, and we miss them. We truly do, and so we'll have this little reunion in honor of them tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Okay, that's going to do it. We've had a lot of guys here today from WJBK.
CKLW.
CKLW, WXYZ, and Keener. Those were the big four. Mm-hmm. Today. Is that four or five?
Anyway, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. But it's been fun, and we'll have this banquet tonight. Unfortunately, it's not open to the public, but we hope the public has enjoyed. I think we had a lot more fun on the air than we're going to have at the banquet tonight, so I don't think the public's going to be shortchanged by any means. But I hope you have a great day, Tom. Thanks for doing this.
No problem.
This
was a thrill. This was a lot of fun.
This is the first time Tom and I have worked together in many years.
15 years.
First time in 20 years I've come to work early.
You got it, Ankles. Ankles has been our engineer. Also, we had Tom Force and Dana Mills engineered today, too. Yeah. She was in for a little while. Anyway, we thank everybody for participating. Thank you to Jeff Jennings.
Welcome.
Thank you to Bill Stedman, to Elaine Baker for allowing us to do this on the air. This was a ball, and we're going to wrap it up like this.
Swinging 12-7. Radio on go, WXYZ.
the Big Gate, CKOW.
This is no way to wrap up this show. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have to do this again because that would be a pathetic way of wrapping up what I think was a fairly good six hours of radio. So we're going to have to wait. I don't know what happened.
We'll try again. I'll go with this one.
Well, have you got something ready yet?
I got one ready.
Well, don't do it yet because only one of mine is ready. So this one, I don't know if it's going to be ready by that time. Maybe go. Give it a shot.
Swinging 12-7. Radio on go. In Detroit.
WKNR.
Blaze Keener hit number 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
The Big Gate, CKOW.
We're celebrating 50 years of music and fun in the Motor City.
Every morning, riding home with Brian every afternoon, and we're still playing your favorite music around the clock. Oldies 104.3 is WOMC, Detroit's good time oldie station.
Oldies 104.3, WOMC, the Motor City.